A triple murderer was loose on the streets because some dickhead in a uniform had blown it. Kovac knew from experience it wouldn't matter who the dickhead was specifically, and it wouldn't matter which agency he worked for. Every cop, every deputy sheriff in Minneapolis would take heat for it from the public, from the media, from department brass. "The public'll love it," Kovac said with his usual sarcasm. "Now they have two branches of the justice system not to trust." Carrie Moore closed her eyes, but didn't succeed in blocking out anything but the light. "Has someone told Wayne Haas?"
"I had that pleasure."
"How did he take it?"
"How do you think?"
She didn't answer him. Both her question and his had been rhetorical. As they sat there in the Moore's beautiful den, it was so quiet in the house that the sound of a key unlocking the front door seemed as loud as a gunshot. Kovac had a direct view of the entry. He rose from his chair at attention and waited, feeling a strange mix of curiosity and aggression. David Moore walked in, his tie askew, shirt collar undone. He was a good enough looking guy, Kovac supposed. Medium height, blondish conservative haircut. He might have been the athletic type once, but he was going soft, and his face and neck had a slight doughy quality that suggested indulgence. He wore a rumpled brown suit and a petulant expression. In other words, in Kovac's vernacular, asshole. Kovac took an instant dislike to Carrie Moore's husband before one word came out of his mouth.
"Carrie? What's going on?"
the husband demanded, coming into the den. "What happened to you?" Not said with loving concern, but almost as if he was offended that she looked the way she did. "I was mugged in the parking ramp."
"Oh my God."
"Your wife was attacked, Mr. Moore," Kovac said. "We believe it may have been an attempt on her life."
David Moore just stood there, like a moron, looking from his battered wife to Kovac.
"Who are you?"
Kovac showed him his badge.
"Kovac, I'm a detective with the Homicide Division."
"Homicide?"
"We also handle assaults. Assaults are the homicides of tomorrow," he said with a hint of sarcasm he knew David Moore wouldn't get. It was an inside joke. It always seemed like the department was more keen on solving the assaults because there were more of them, and clearing them kept the violent crime stats down. Moore dismissed him, tossed his jacket on a chair, and finally went to his wife.
"Are you all right?
Does she look all right?"
Carrie Moore gave Kovac the skunk eye. The husband sat down on the love seat.
"My God, Carrie, why didn't you call me?"
"Why don't you check your messages?" she said with an edge in her voice. "I did call you. I called you from the emergency room 6 hours ago." Moore had the sense to look guilty.
"Oh, shit, my battery must be dead.
Or something," Kovac muttered.
The husband looked at him.
"Excuse me?
I have to ask you some questions, Mr. Moore. It's just routine. Where were you between the hours of 6 and 7 o'clock tonight?"
The judge glared at him. "Detective, this isn't necessary." David Moore stood up, outraged.
"Are you implying I might have attacked my own wife?"
"I'm not implying anything," Kovac said calmly. "I'm asking you a question. Do you have some problem with giving me a straight answer?"
"I don't like your attitude, detective."
"Nobody does. Lucky for me, I don't give a rat's ass."
Moore flushed an unhealthy shade of red. He jammed his hands at his waist.
"My wife is a respected member of the bar."
"I know who your wife is, Mr. Moore," Kovac said. "Who are you? That's what I need to know. And so far, just from observation, I'm not coming up with a lot of flattering adjectives here."
Moore drew breath for another diatribe of indignation. His wife cut him off.
"David, stop it.
For God's sake, just answer the man's questions. He's doing his job."
The husband clearly didn't like being chastened. He went a darker shade of red with embarrassment or anger or both.
"Carrie, he's not being respectful of you."
She looked away from him and shook her head with an "I'm so sick of you" sigh.
"I'm not trying to be a hard ass here, Mr. Moore," Kovac lied. "But it's going on 2 o'clock in the morning. Your wife has been beaten and she's received 2 threatening phone calls since. I don't have the patience to tiptoe around your ego. So let's try this again. Where have you been this evening?"